Welcome to Lyme and Beyond with Tanya. I'm so glad you guys are tuning into this episode. Whatever it is that you're dealing with today specifically or going through at the moment, I just hope that your takeaway from this episode is going to give you what you need. Is it hope, inspiration, validation, some tips on how to treat this or detox more affordable? Whatever it is that you need today, I hope that that's what you get from this episode. And if you want to continue to help me share my voice and our voice in the community, please go into the about of this podcast, scroll to the bottom, click on that donation link. Welcome to Lyme and Beyond with Tanya. And today my guest is a gentleman who actually didn't battle Lyme himself, but he has his daughters that went through it. And so being a serial entrepreneur that he is, he kind of went on this mission to discover and create a bioenergetic wearable technology that delivers light-emitting frequencies designed to promote cellular function, immunity, and healing, not just for Lyme disease, but for basically any illness. So this technology I'm talking about, many of you listeners may have heard of it or maybe even using it, but it's called the Nikki. So I am sitting here wearing my Nikki watch technology, and I'm so excited to have the founder of this technology on with me today to just discuss all the things about it. So I'm super excited. Thank you for joining me and welcome to the show, Stephen Davis.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I've over the many years, I've chatted and helped navigate different people through the Lyme journey. And we talk about all different modalities and ways to treat and all that stuff. And it wasn't until about a year ago that I actually heard about this technology. So I kind of want to talk maybe a little bit about everything about it, right? Because I can even be educated on this. But I will say, you know, I've had mine for a few weeks now by the generosity of you to send me one. So I kind of knew what I was working with here. And let me just tell you, for those that don't know me, technology really isn't my highlight of my forte things that I can do. I'm lucky I can operate my cell phone at times. And so this watch technology, I'm super grateful because I could even do it. Like, it is simple as can be, right? No issues. No, I wasn't confused, and which is saying a lot when it comes to me and technology. So I love that part of it, right? Because a lot of people that are doing this, and we're specifically talking about Lyme today, we have Lyme brain. And so, you know, back when I was sick and I didn't know my name, you think I could actually try to figure out something like a watch to make work? No, it's simple as can be. So really appreciate that aspect of it. So do you want to talk about your daughters a little bit, kind of in that journey, and then kind of go into what do you want to do? I'm all open. I just want to hear all about it. And I know that prior to the Nikki was a wave one or a wave something. Is that kind of the same thing? Did we move into the Nikki? And just talk about all the stuff.
Okay. Well, when we started, first off, I'm not a doctor.
Okay.
Not a mad scientist. I was just a desperate dad. So my daughter had Lyme disease for 12 years. In the first 8 years, we chased everything, not realizing that it was Lyme. And in that first 8 years, she had two sons, and both of them had significant health issues. One was diagnosed to be autistic at 3.5. I don't know how they can tell at 3.5, but that's what he got labeled with. And his older brother, he was ADHD off the charts. I mean, you just couldn't control him. And so we just loved them. We knew that my daughter, there was something wrong with my daughter for a long time, but we didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
8 years into it, we had a university run some tests, and they came back and said that they would think that she might have Lyme disease. And my response after 8 years of going from doctor to doctor was, "What's Lyme disease?" had no idea. It wasn't on anybody's radar.
Right.
And so, but we were happy as a family. Now we know what it is. Let's go fix it. So we went out like everybody else for a couple of years, spent tens of thousands of dollars chasing rabbits. Nothing was helping. They just kept getting worse. And so we took it upon ourselves to create our own. And I ran into a gentleman who was thinking in this down the same path as what we were thinking with frequencies. And we embarked on an adventure together and built a technology called the Wave One. And when that technology was built, we did a trial. And that trial, it was a very short trial, 6 weeks, I think it ran. And my kids got better. They didn't get better immediately, even though that we did all of our testing with Igenix pre and post for that trial. It was funny because when the results came back from Igenix and they said, hey, they're clear. They don't, the Lyme is gone. I said to all the doctors in the room, I don't care what the results say. My kids are still sick.
Yeah.
You see, I thought, you know, you take an antibiotic after 7 or 14 days, you feel pretty good. I thought it should be the same thing. I thought they should feel better, particularly if they say they don't have it anymore. And one of the gentlemen, he sat me down and he said, look, my wife has had Lyme for 25 years. Once you deal with the Lyme, your body needs time to heal from the damage it's caused.
Right.
It was 90 days after the trial. It was like somebody flipped on a light switch and my daughter all of a sudden felt normal. My two grandsons all of a sudden were acting normal. Like it was a profound experience to watch that happen.
So 6 weeks of using the technology and then 90 days later is when our body kind of woke up from the after effects from it.
That's right.
Okay.
And that's what we did for the trial. But you got to remember when we first did the trial, it was an intense program. I mean, it was intense. 30 minutes of full on Lyme. And the herxing that went on was pretty intense. And so we don't do that today. Today, we now have the Nikki instead of the Wave One.
Okay.
And the Nikki is way more gentler on the body as it goes after the Lyme and the co-infections.
Okay.
And we did that very intentional to help people that are super sensitive to be able to go through the program, because you really need to get up to 30 minutes a day running the program. And so we advance it 1 minute by 1 minute by 60. The next day it's 2 minutes by 2 minutes by 60. And the first 2 minutes, that's all about creating drainage and detoxing. The second 2 minutes is full on Lyme disease. And the third 60 minutes, that's just helping your body adjust to what's going on and helping it along. Every day it advances 1 minute till you get to the 30-day mark, and then it stays 30 by 30 by 60. But by the time you get there, you're feeling pretty good through the journey. But you need to be consistent. It's no different than if you're taking an antibiotic. You need to take it for the every day,
right,
for those seven
right.
days or 14 days, or it's not going to work.
Right.
That's no different than us.
Okay.
If you don't do it the way we recommend, and sometimes it can be difficult, but you need to push through a bit. And because Lyme is not an easy journey. It's not for the faint of heart.
No, it is not. Right. I was like you when you discovered, you know, that your daughter, it was Lyme disease. Like, we get all excited, right? Because it took me 7 years to get that diagnosis. And then once I figured out what Lyme disease was, I was like, ooh. Maybe I don't want to have that. I was still excited to be able to, you know, not be told I was crazy anymore. Like, really, something was wrong with me. So, yeah, it is not an easy journey for sure. So can we kind of back up for a second and talk about what the technology is? How does it work? Works off of some type of light wave? How does the technology actually work?
Okay, well, there's frequencies, first off, is basically low energy frequencies. I think all frequencies is just information.
Okay.
And so when we looked, we saw the body as a good place to penetrate through the skin. And you get your vitamin D from the sun. We know your body's been created to absorb light.
Yes.
And so that's what we took. Then we discovered that your cells, they've been designed to retain low energy light. And when they retain that light, they retain our frequencies, which is the information that we give it. If you give your system information it doesn't need, it just disregards it. It's not going, it can't cause you any harm. It's not like it's a physical substance going right into the body. And so that's what we've done. And we run, in the Lion program, we've got like 74 different frequencies that are going into the body at exactly the same time. On the back of this, on the back of the Nikki, there's a red light that comes on. And this red light, there's red light therapy.
Yes, a lot of listeners are probably familiar with red light therapy.
This is not red light therapy.
Okay.
We use a red light to carry the frequencies that we want to carry into the body. And the reason that we use red light is because it carries them in a little deeper.
Okay.
And so what we're doing is we're recreating the communication pathways that have been broken. So for some reason, the immune system is ignoring the issues at hand. So we send the right frequencies in, you wake up the immune system to go do the job it was created to do. So you wake it up and all of a sudden it sees the issue and it goes and starts to correct it. That's what we're dealing with, because your immune system gets compromised, whether it's physical trauma or emotional trauma, and then it stops doing something. We don't know exactly why it stops doing the certain things that it does, but it does. And so it's like a vaccine. When in the very beginning, when vaccines were invented, all they were doing is putting something into the body to wake up your immune system to a health issue it was ignoring. We do the same thing. We just use actual information instead of chemicals going into the body.
Which I love, right?
And it seems to work. I mean, people are getting better. And so with Lyme disease, we're on a very specific track. We know what we're doing when it comes to Lyme. The Nikki is something that is gentle with people that have Lyme, but it doesn't mean that you're not going to herx. It doesn't mean that you're not going to struggle a little bit, because anything that tough to get out of your system is going to be a little tenacious, and it just doesn't go without a little bit of a push.
And so, anything worth having doesn't come easy, right? Same with Lyme disease.
Right. Well, that's right. If you go to a chiropractor, you don't feel great when you leave, but you feel better over a few days.
Right.
And that's kind of like what we're doing is, you know, we're having to deal with some tough issues. But once they're dealt with, then your body starts to heal and life, you start to get your life back. And that's what we've experienced. And that's what thousands of other people that use our tech are experiencing.
Amazing. Amazing. So, okay. So we have the Nikki, and I know that it comes with kind of like a basic platform of information, and then you upgrade it to get Lyme frequencies. Is that correct?
Well, no, you can take two different programs with us at the moment. One is Lyme, and it's got 10 frequency sets, and a frequency set is simply a number of frequencies bundled together, because we're doing several things at the exact same time, because Lyme likes to hide. And so we put enough frequencies into the body that there's no place for it to go. We catch it and the immune system starts to deal with it.
Is it able to even get past the biofilms that are in our body?
Oh, of course. Frequencies go everywhere. Okay. That's the nice thing about a frequency. There's no brain barrier to stop it. And once we get into the cells, we go everywhere. But it's the immune system that's doing the heavy lifting.
Right.
All we're doing is waking it up to the issue it's ignoring.
Okay. So you mentioned earlier that the specific Lyme one that you needed to do every day in a row, right? Because it's setting you up for, you know, slowly but surely it's increasing each day.
Okay. So, bringing balance.
I'm sorry?
It's bringing balance.
Okay. Okay. So there are other, I call them like little apps, right, on the watch. There's other little things that you had mentioned. So is there a protocol for those as well? Like, you know, they have the sleep one or the detox or stress or emotion. Like, is there specific things you have to do with those as well as the daily Lyme, or can you do it as needed?
You can use those as needed. But what we tell people, what they do is our bodies naturally move to where it feels good. And so if you use some of those other frequencies and you don't deal with the Lyme, you're going to feel better, but you're not going to deal with the Lyme. And so we really strongly recommend that you need to run your Lyme program. And the max that that can take after 30 days is 2 hours. Okay. After that, go use any other frequency that you feel that you need. And there's specific things on that particular program for people with Lyme disease. What we learned, this is where it gets really interesting for me, because I'm not a doctor. And so we've just uncovered some things that are quite interesting. What we're dealing with Lyme disease is one of the toughest diseases on the planet. Nobody has come up with a solution for Lyme disease unless you catch it within the first 10 days or so.
Yeah, I agree.
And so because of the approach that we took, and what we learned, we started taking that same process and bundling frequencies together and started to see what we can do for sleep and pain and fatigue and stress and allergies. And it just goes on and on because everything vibrates, everything carries a frequency. And so we learned, like in our sleep program, we've got over 200 frequencies going into the body at exactly the same time.
Wow.
When you sleep with our product, you're hitting the points of sleep that your body needs. You get into that REM sleep for the length of time that your body needs and so on. And we've learned that one pill at a time or one frequency at a time, it doesn't work. Like people say, what's the difference between you and other frequency devices like Rife?
Oh, well, that's a good example. Okay.
Rife is a frequency generator. And it generates one at a time, and that's the issue. The issue I tell people was focus. We were going after Lyme disease, not after trying to fix everything. And because of the way our approach, we started using multiple frequencies at a time, and we started getting those results. That's not how a Rife machine works. That's not how any other frequency device works that we see on the market. And you need to wear it. You need to get your body into balance.
Right. Okay.
And to do that, you need to wear it because we're imbalanced. And so, but once you get that balance, you start to get better health. Everything is based on communication in life. That's my opinion. And if you've got good cellular communication, well, you've got pretty generally good health. It's no different than outside your body. Bad communication in the world, bad world. And if you really take a look at the world today, we're all struggling because the communication is bad. Like, what do you believe? And so it's very difficult, but your body is the same way. Your cells need to have that communication. If you ever looked at an anthill, just for fun.
Okay.
There's an anthill that I had on my farm, and it was like 2 feet high. There's thousands and thousands of ants. They're all climbing all over top of one another, and it looks like it's chaos, but it's not. They've got a specific job, and everybody's operating via frequencies. If you go and kick that anthill, those ants immediately go into that area trying to bring back that communication so they can get back to the job at hand. That's no different than an athlete taking a hit in your thigh. Well, your cells get disrupted in that moment, and they all of a sudden start going back, trying to recreate that communication because it interrupted the job that they had at hand. And so it's really interesting that communication is the key. And that's what we do. When we're dealing with frequencies, all we're doing is bringing good communication to the body to bring balance. Once you bring balance, your immune system starts to operate the way it was created to operate in the first place. And we're seeing this time and time again. The results are profound.
That was a good analogy for that. So we have the Lyme program. It's killing the Lyme. Now, You know, a lot of people, we utilize different modalities, different herbs, different, some people throw the kitchen sink at it, right? Like, okay. Because we don't know what to do. So throw it all at that. So when you say that, obviously the Nikki now is much gentler than the initial wave was. And so that's going to be kinder to our body. Do you still recommend doing the natural things for Herxes or binders and all of that kind of stuff? What kind of goes in conjunction with this?
Everything that you currently, even if you're on an antibiotic or it doesn't matter what you're on, we never recommend that you stop. Okay. Your body's going to wean you from that stuff. Okay. So when you start getting balanced, you start to lose the need to have some of those other things that you're taking.
That makes sense.
The Nikki, it's not a silver bullet. It's not going to fix every problem that you have. What it deals with is Lyme disease and the co-infections that come with it. Then we've built a suite of other frequency sets that just help with general life. I mean, life can be hard. And so, you know, if you help people sleep better, chances are they're going to feel better. If you de-stress your system, you're going to feel better, and so on. And so that's what we do. And what we do is we call it balance. We're just bringing balance within your system. And when your body's balanced, it operates the way it was created to do so in the first place.
You know, God designed our bodies to heal themselves, right? But we got to give it the right tool.
That's right.
Okay, so you mentioned something just there that really caught my eye because once you and I connected, you know, a few weeks ago, I was reaching out to some people and asking if they've had any experience with this. And so they were kind of throwing some questions at me. And a few of the comments that I got was, it does not treat co-infections. It only treats Lyme. So mentioned co-infections.
That's right. We don't treat.
We don't treat, cure, or diagnose, right? Exactly.
That's right. Because what we do is we're supporting the immune system and helping it bring back balance in order for it to do the job that it was created to do. Because whatever reason that it's not doing it, there's some kind of emotional or physical trauma that's going on to prevent that. So we bring that communication back. We're just learning how to talk to the body in very interesting layman terms in some degree. And
so it doesn't really matter. Doesn't matter if it's Lyme or a Bartonella or any of the other co-infections, because it's just doing it at the cellular level, bringing it back into balance, rebuilding our foundation, so to say.
Right. But once you deal with, here's the interesting thing. Everybody, maybe not everybody, but co-infections are an interesting topic. Because we've tested so many people that have Lyme disease that also have mold, for example.
Most do, right? Yeah.
That's mold. And mold is not a co-infection of Lyme disease. And a lot of these co-infections aren't. What happens is when your immune system gets compromised the way that Lyme compromises it, it allows other things to come in and attack the body. And so if you go and try and go to your doctor to get some help on some of those, we'll call them co-infections for now, it's very difficult for the doctor to achieve positive results when your immune system is constantly compromised because of the Lyme itself. And so we go in to deal with the Lyme first. That's what we want to deal with. So the first thing that we need to do is to create drainage to help unplug your lymphs, to get drainage going, because you're going to get some die-off and your body's going to want to get rid of that die-off. And if it can't get rid of it, that's where you start to hurt. It's uncomfortable.
Right.
And so we try and prep the body in advance for that to start to happen, before that starts to happen.
And is all of what you just said part of that daily Lyme frequency
Absolutely.
To use? Okay.
Absolutely. We're going to deal with all your co-infections and even things like mold that are not co-infections. Everything gets dealt with. You do it if you just wear it for the length of time that we recommend, and it's preset. And okay. So there's nothing you don't have to remember.
No, you don't. You just touch it. It's so easy. So, okay, so when you said it deals with mold, because there's a specific mold frequency on the watch.
That's right.
So.
But it deals with it even when you're just playing the Lyme program. you're dealing with the mold. But if you want to go after just mold, you, it gives you that ability to do that.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So now let's talk about stress and the sleep part of it. So if we're stressed and we put the watch on, like I'm talking about physical stress, right? Or emotional stress that we're currently going through. If we put the watch on, are we going to notice our stress diminish, or is this something that it takes time or days for our body to get that part back in balance? Am I saying that right?
Sometimes you don't notice when your stress even leaves. For example, I used to speak at the university, a university here in where I live.
Okay.
And I used to get so nervous. I'm not a public speaker. And so I'd go to get in the front of the room for these students, and I'm telling you, I am nervous. Then one day, this is after we got this, I put it on for the stress and anxiety. And then I'm freaking out because I'm not nervous. Like there's something going on. And so when you're in balance, the frequencies work extremely quick and you notice. And so, but when you're not in balance, as that process happens, because it's not just all of a sudden I'm balanced, because it takes time to bring that communication back to where it needs to be to get that balance. Okay. But they work relatively quick, but it really depends on how out of balance your system is.
Okay.
On how long something's going to take. Most people notice something within the first day or three when it comes to sleep. Because you need to get good sleep.
Right.
Okay. And same with stress. When we de-stress your system, we're de-stressing your organs. It's not like we're de-stressing what you think. Your body relaxes. And so that's where that comes in. If we want to do energy, we don't feed your body energy. What we do is we wake up your brain. Because when your brain's awake, I'll turn on my energy frequency set about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Because it wakes up my brain, and when your brain wakes up, guess what? Your body gets energized. And so everything is relative in what we do. And so even though what we say is wrong, sometimes it isn't the place where you go to correct it.
Okay. Okay. And so what about, I'm kind of looking through the frequencies here. So what about... let's talk a little bit about the gut health and the detox specific frequencies on here.
Okay, so you've got, when you say those names, that's on the Lyme program.
Yes, yes.
And so those are specific for people that have Lyme disease.
Okay.
And helping them. So we're dealing with, everybody's got gut issues. Mm-hmm. That's another thing that goes on that's not specific to Lyme. But people with Lyme experience it, they seem to talk about that more than just your average person.
Yes.
And so that's why we've got something specific that's going to help people with Lyme. Any Lyme program that you have, I've never had Lyme disease. And the doctors that use our tech, they're always talking about they've never seen inflammation reduce the way it does when you wear our Nikki.
Okay.
And so I've come to learn that inflammation is the precursor to most, if not all, disease.
100% agree. Yep.
And when that happens, so I started wearing the Lyme program. I started doing it myself.
Okay.
Because just for the fact that it reduces inflammation in your body. Now, if you go to the other wellness program, we've got it on there as well.
Okay.
And so because you have Lyme doesn't mean that all of those issues are related to you. You have right. to have Lyme to have those issues. That's not the case. And so we know what the case is. And so we're helping other people that don't have Lyme experience better health just by dealing with some of the issues that they face just from life.
Gotcha.
And so.
Yeah. You know, and you mentioned you don't have Lyme. You know, I believe that so much of our population is infected with Lyme, but as you say, our body's in balance, right? Like our immune system is strong, our foundation is good. We don't have symptoms from it, right? So if you have something like this and you're utilizing, you know, the mold or the gut health for other issues that you may have, you can slap on that line because chances are you have it, right? It's floating around there somewhere. I just don't think a lot of people have some symptoms from it because their body is just built up stronger and they can handle it.
You know, I was just at I got invited to a private conference in Dallas a month ago. And there was 1,500 doctors there. It was only for doctors.
Okay.
And we were a special guest. And we were the talk of the event. 250 doctors were walking around with Nikki's on.
Like, oh, wow.
It didn't matter where you went and sat. Somebody was talking about Nikki.
That's exciting.
And it was very exciting because some of these doctors would come up to where we were and they'd say, well, we have Lyme disease. And I'd say, well, let me see. So I'd put the Lyme product on them and I'd say, let's see if you can sit there for 2 minutes. Well, they would have to take it off because they didn't want to hurt because they were at an event, but they knew something was going on.
I could feel that.
Because they have Lyme disease. If you put that product on somebody that doesn't have Lyme disease, they're not going to notice anything. Not out of the get go, not as dramatic as somebody with Lyme disease. Because it's going to make you hurt. you're going to know. And I don't mean to snicker because Lyme is so hard. You know, when I got my family back, I could have stopped and continued on with my other business and life would have been fantastic. But I met so many people over that 2-year period that have Lyme going through the same things that we were going through, spending the kind of money that they go through, family splitting because of Lyme, because half the family believes and the other half say, no, it's just in their head. Like that's what happened with my family. You know, everybody didn't believe. They would say, like with the doctors, they would say, no, it's in her head. There's nothing wrong with your daughter.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's not true. There is something. She's not herself. I know, I'm her dad.
Yeah.
And so that went on for 12 years.
Wow.
But my daughter's gone back. She's got her teaching degree. My grandsons are flourishing. My one grandson is in the national swimming competitions in Toronto right now.
Wow. Amazing.
And he's the one they said was autistic. Believe me, if he was as severely autistic as what they were saying in the beginning, there's no way he'd be going off with his team to Toronto for 10 days.
Right.
That environment would be too stimulating for somebody that's autistic.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and like you said before, you could have just gone on about your life and so could I have. You know, my Lyme journey was 13 years and I'm just like, no, you know, I spent $1 million out of pocket. I went undiagnosed for 7 years, being told I was crazy. It made me suicidal, like all the stuff, right? I had a bullseye rash that most people don't even get, but I didn't know what it meant. Like I was so uneducated and I just thought, I can't let this 13 years of my journey just go for nothing, right? Like I've got to spread awareness or share my knowledge or whatever, right? And so that's why I do what I do. That's one of the reasons it's the only reason why I do this podcast, right? Like, because this community needs help. They need people that believe them, that will support them. It's a horrible thing to go through. And it's expensive if you don't know where to go, you don't know how to treat, you don't. So I love being able to talk about a technology like this that could truly change the lives of those out there that are struggling right now.
And we've made this tech pretty unique. For example, Wi-Fi. I know that people, I'm only going to speak about the Lyme community, but it's much further reaching than that. But people that have Lyme disease, they seem to be a little bit more sensitive than the average person.
Yeah.
And when you wear things where you've got your Bluetooth on or your Wi-Fi or on your devices, like an Apple Watch, they can't wear them because their bodies are being interfered with, their cellular communication with that Wi-Fi. And so what we did, if you've got an Apple Watch, for example, and I'm not bashing Apple or anything, it's just the difference in the technology.
Our environment is full of toxicity, right?
That's right. with Apple, if you turn off the Bluetooth, you lose functionality. If you, with our device, once you put all the frequencies on the device, you can turn the Bluetooth off. And there's no EMF coming off the device into your body. Zero. And because you don't have to stay connected to anything, because everything is on the device. So that was one way that we came about to help people that were experiencing, that were very sensitive to wearing any kind of device that puts off EMF. And so...
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I saw that on there and I have my Bluetooth on thinking I needed to have it on.
No,
so
if we don't
need it, what is it on there for? To get the initial connection, to get the frequencies because, downloaded?
Because here's another thing that we did. So when we come out with new devices, you know, in the future, you've got all kinds of things that are going to happen as a company. You can't just sit still. And so, but what we've done is, if you have a Nikki like this today, and tomorrow we come out with the version two of Nikki, well, that doesn't mean that your Nikki isn't going to be able to function the same way, because you're going to be able to put it on your charger, turn on your app, and we're going to give you everything new. And so you don't have to go out and buy things every time there's a change. And so whenever there's change, and so when you've got your Bluetooth on, it's because you're downloading something from the app. Once you've had that function and you're done, turn the Bluetooth off, because you don't need the app anymore. You don't need it talking to the device, because that's where the EMFs are coming from. And that's what you're experiencing when you might feel a little uncomfortable. So we've just shut it off. And
that makes sense.
That's a great tip. That's a very good feature.
Yes, it is, because there's a lot of people that, I mean, we shouldn't be so around it anyways, but that's kind of what our world is, right? This technology. Huh? And so, like you said, a lot of people that have Lyme, they are very sensitive to any types of those Wi-Fi frequencies. So that's good. Right. Okay,
we've changed some things too. I mean, like, now, so you're going to be the first that... I'll probably get in trouble for saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. We're coming out with what we call the frequency marketplace. Okay. And so instead of me choosing the packages that I think that you're going to want, you're going to have a library of frequency sets, not individual frequencies, because an individual frequency, they're great, but they are not going to get you where you need to go.
Right.
And so you're going to be able to choose the frequency sets that you want, put them in your daytime package or your nighttime package, hit play, and you know that you're getting all the stuff that you wanted to get during the day or during the night. So we're going to put the choice in the consumer's hands to choose what they want on. If you want a bundled package like we have today, well, we'll bundle them for you and put those together so you can just choose as well, because everybody isn't going to choose their own. They want some help.
Right.
And so we're just creating as many options as we can for people, because we have discovered something extremely good and non-invasive. If you have got 50 issues going on or 100 issues going on in your body, you can't go and take 100 different supplements.
Right.
You're going to harm the body. But I can feed you 100 different frequencies.
Right.
And we can deal with a lot of different issues all at the exact same time, that lots of times they're tied together and they need to be dealt with at the same time. And so we're not doctors, but we're surrounded by, right now, I think we've got about 2,500 doctors that support us. We're going into 1,100 clinic stores. Like, we've been fully granted. We're just going on Netflix. We've been invited to do a documentary with a few people on Netflix,
That's
which is
incredible.
Going to be extremely interesting. I'm the only nobody on the show, but what they're doing is they're frequency experts, and people are going to know who they are. It's all about frequencies and how we use them. And they chose us. We didn't go and say, "Hey, Netflix, are you doing a documentary on frequencies?"
Congratulations. That's amazing.
Yeah, no, we're doing something that's creating good.
Yeah.
In society.
So when you talk about this new supermarket thing that's coming out, which sounds incredible, like frequency, I think that's just a
frequency marketplace.
Frequency marketplace. So now somebody that has so now I've got this Nikki watch with the lime suite on it, right?
Yeah.
So now I can upgrade and get those, and there's no additional charge. Or
well, that's where it's all going. So okay. We're creating those advantages for people. I'm not saying that there's not going to be a charge for them. There's okay. a charge now for them.
Okay.
But we'll break that down where it won't be like $300 for a frequency. I mean, right now okay. you get 10 frequency sets, which there's probably like 800 to 1,000 different frequencies within the Nikki itself that you got access to.
Okay.
And so we're just trying to make it more a la carte. We're just trying to make it easier for people, because I don't know
what
everybody
which I think is a great idea, because we're not all the same, right? We all have our own individual issues going on. Okay, so then that brings up another question I want to ask. So people that buy modalities and do different things, that's one of their fear, is that it's going to be outdated, or I need the new, latest, best thing, right? So when it comes to somebody that may have the Wave one, the initial one, and then yep. the Nikki came out, can they get what the Nikki has on their Wave? Is that something they can, do they need to purchase something to put it on their Nikki, or how does that work?
No, we made it so everybody who has a Wave one has all the same advantages for frequencies as anybody who owns a Nikki.
Awesome.
The downsides to the Wave one is there's no screen and you have to go to your computer to choose. So
oh.
the convenience
is gone. totally
right.
gone.
I mean,
totally gone.
Off
okay.
the charts with the Nikki, because it's so simple.
Right. Oh, it is. I can.
But we did make it available
to sure.
everybody that has a Wave one.
Okay.
And there was no additional costs or anything. They paid for that. If you have a Nikki, and let's say the Nikki dies on you, so 3 years down the road the battery's no good anymore, but you want to continue on with your programs. Well, if you buy a Nikki, you don't have to pay for your programs again. Your programs are there for as long as you have a Nikki.
Okay.
We don't have membership. I was going to launch with a membership, but you know, we took that off the table because I took a look at how many hands are in my pocket, whether it's Netflix or whoever.
Right.
And I just didn't want to be one of those groups. And so we
appreciate
about it.
That, right? Because all these subscriptions, they all add up, right?
Right. And so we just looked at it a little bit differently. We didn't come into this to go build an empire. I was just a desperate dad trying to
right.
overcome something that had a hold of my kids.
Right.
We did that, and now we're passing it through. We look at it this way. We started, our Wave one was $2,500. That's where we started.
Okay.
And most companies, and we've had a lot of doctors at that time saying that we should be increasing that price because we're saving people with Lyme so much money over the long haul. We can get more money from it. And I said, look, if you want to charge more on your website for our product, knock yourself out. But if they go to my site, they're going to see that they're going to see what we're selling it for.
Right.
Just the way it is. And my goal has always been to get the price down. So we got it down to 2,000. Then we got it down to 1,500. Now we're down to 1,000. And so it's, you know, I saw and I experienced the financial hits that you take with Lyme disease. My goodness, some people are spending $50,000 for an injection of stem cells. Like, oh my goodness.
Yep, yep.
And no. So
there's just a lot of people out there
help.
That think
we're
going to
help
disease.
You overcome.
Yeah.
And we're going to help your pocket, your bank account survive it.
Well, we appreciate that, because we need all the help we can when it comes to finances and. Well, we need a lot of help, and we need all sorts of help. But yes, definitely the financial constraint on it is tough. It's rough. So the watch just kind of just goes forever. So if it needs a new battery, is that something that you guys replace, or how does that work?
No, No, if it's a new bat, if the battery's shot over time, then you need to go and replace the Niki. You don't need to replace the frequency sets. You don't have to go and repurchase what you're playing on the Niki, but you have to buy the hardware.
So you need to buy the watch, but yeah, all the frequencies stay with you.
That's right.
Gotcha.
And so then you just get a code and they all download on your new watch.
Gotcha. Okay. That is good to know.
If we come out with a new style of a watch, that doesn't mean that you have to go buy that new style in order to have the benefits. We made it so you can always download whatever we're going to give you. Whatever we create in frequencies, as long as you've got a Niki, you've got access.
Or a Wave One.
That's right. Or a Wave One. There's not very many people that use
it. Still have
I know there's
anymore.
Lots of people with Wave Ones, but we've made it so easy for them to get into a Niki.
Perfect.
Because we know the advantages. It's just better.
Well, just the convenience right there, right? Like, that's huge. Because right. Like I said, that's this right. Thing is so easy to work. And the battery charges really fast. It just, I've been having a lot of fun playing with it. So it's great. Well, gosh, I appreciate you taking the time to share with us what this technology is, how it works, what it does. Cleared up a couple questions that I've heard out in the community. So hopefully this is really beneficial to the listeners out there, and this might be their next ticket to what may work for them. So,
right. So what I would like to do before we close off,
yeah,
I would like to give you an opportunity to choose whatever method that you decide that you want to do. But I'd like to give you a Niki that you can give away to your listeners. And so you can do that offline, any way that you decide that you want to do that. We think that that's a good thing. When we go to Lyme, if you're a Lyme support group, we encourage Lyme support groups to reach out to us. And we don't do it to go and sell them something.
Yeah.
We say, if you're a Lyme support group, I will come, I will share our story, and then we will pick two people in your Lyme support group. We will give them each a device for everybody to journey with them so they can see what the results are before they have to go spend their money. Because I know that finances are tough. And so this takes away the question. If people want to just go ahead and buy it, that's up to them. But we recommend, here, we'll help a couple people put your names in a hat. We don't care who they are. Oh. Our technology doesn't care how long you've had Lyme or how old you are.
Right.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't discriminate, for sure.
That's right.
That is amazing. That is so generous of you. Oh my gosh. I'm going to think of a way that I'm going to do this. Because I run a Facebook group too that has a whole bunch of, you know, sick people on there. That's a lot of people find my podcast through that. So I'm going to get a way to get as many people as I can into this pool to get that free Niki that you're going to offer. That is incredible. Gosh, thank you. Thank
hey, my
you.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
We're
thank
here
you.
To help people overcome Lyme disease, core issues. But we also are helping people. You know, one of the frequency sets that I get a lot of comments about is allergies.
Oh.
When they put it on the first time, they all of a sudden stop taking their antihistamines. Like it's their histamines, like it's crazy.
That is so crazy. That's amazing. Well, our bodies are light frequency. I mean, that it's just what it is, right? Like that's kind of where medicine needs to be moving towards. So this is incredible.
You know, medicine has always been there. Like, so my belief, I believe the Bible is true.
Yep.
That's my belief. So if I believe that, I have to act on two thoughts. One, if everything was spoken into being, like the word says, well, that's frequencies. So he created everything through frequencies. Okay. If God's the same as he is today as he was then, why would he not restore his creation using frequencies? And so that's the foundational piece on what moves us forward as a company and as individuals in our company, because we believe the foundational piece is his, and he's just given us some insight on how best to utilize it.
Perfectly said. Perfectly said. I love that. I love that. Well, I appreciate it, you know, but it took your daughters getting sick for you to do this, right? Like, I think so many pieces to the puzzle are just about our journey and then where it takes us. And I'm grateful for you that this journey took you here to be able to, you know, invent this amazing thing that can help people affordably. We don't have to swallow pills. We don't, right? Like, but again, like, it's not a silver bullet for everything. It's one of the pieces that can help with the foundation of our body to help restore it. So, well, this has been incredible. Thank you again so much. And we are going to put the link for people can go in and check out the Nikki, look at it, shop and everything onto the title of this episode so people can find it.
Awesome.
So thank you so much. And it was so nice to meet you.
Yeah, it was my pleasure to meet you and to be on your show. It was great.
I sure hope you listeners enjoyed that episode. Whether it's hope you needed, a little inspiration today, or just maybe some validation that what you're feeling, what you're going through is real. Maybe you needed tips on how to treat at home, ideas, thoughts, detoxing, whatever it is. I truly just hope it's what you got out of today's episode. That is my only hope, is just to give back to this community in any way possible. So go to the about of this podcast, scroll down to the bottom and find that donation link. Go ahead and click on there, and anything that you'd like to donate or offer is all just going to go to help to pay towards the studio cost.